Tonight, I've got a message on dealing with the mind. How many of you have a mind out there? Amen. We all have a mind. When I was going to school, I remember someone says, I would like to know what's in your mind. And I was wondering myself what's in there. And we're going to talk about dealing with the mind. You know, there's many things that go on in life. I was just talking to my neighbor recently, and he's an elderly man in his 70s. And he said one of his friends took his own life at that age. I couldn't understand it. It was just horrible. So there's all kinds of things that go through your mind, but I believe according to God's word that we can control our minds and we could speak in line with what God wants us to speak. And so we're going to be sharing that tonight. So let's open with prayer. And again, thank you for those that are watching. We believe that the Spirit of God is right there with you as well. So Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus. We just want to give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you for each one here at Faith City Church and those watching online. We just want to say thanks that you're our God and that you're well able to put us over in every area of life and living. And so we want to thank you as we go into this message. We pray that it'll find good ground on people's hearts and that they will produce fruit, and that fruit will grow through their lives after this message in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. There's a great man of God by the name of Dr. Hagen. He gave a quote there that I jotted it down because I thought it was very good. It says, every thought not put into word and action dies unborn. Isn't that good? Every thought not put into word and action dies unborn. Now, there's good thoughts that you could have in your mind. We all enjoy those. I enjoy every good thought that comes my way. You know, there's a lot of nice things in life that we think about, and that's very positive. But there's a lot of times that negative things come into our lives, and it speaks to our mind, and we have to deal with those thoughts. You know, thoughts can come from many different areas. They can come from their five senses. You know, we all have different feelings. We are inclined towards certain things, and thoughts can come that way. We drive down the road. We see billboards. Wow, look at that, pizza. I think I want a pizza, you know. And there's different billboards. They bring us all kinds of thoughts. Listening to the news, we've got thoughts galore coming through the airways. And so we have to deal with every one of those thoughts. And we should always deal in line with them, with the Bible, as being born again Christians, those that have accepted Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. I believe that we have an advantage of those then that we just don't let anything just roll through our minds. You know, you can't stop the birds from flying over your head, but you can stop them from building a nest in your hair. Amen. Well, they might have a little trouble with me. But anyways, you can. They fly over our heads. And we can't stop the birds from flying. And so thoughts are going to come in many different ways. They're going to bombard our lives. And it's sad when they bring a destructive nature, a destructive force to our lives. We don't want to be devastated with wrong thoughts. So every thought that's not put into word in action dies unborn. So don't think that it's your thought. You know, there's also an enemy we call the devil. He can bring some thoughts. They're always destructive nature. They're always negative. They're always full of doubt. They're always full of discouragement. They're always full of woe. And he tries to put you down. He says, you can't do it. You're not able. You know, you're not good enough. You're not this. You're not that. You're not good enough looking. You're not this. You're not that. No, according to God's word, we've got everything we need to put us over in life. And I believe that we can be successful in every venture. You know, over in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 23, it says, I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Everybody say, I am a spirit, I possess a soul, and I live in a body. Amen. This is my body. It's about 53 years old right now. How does it look? Pretty good, eh? Pastor Roma closed me up on the outside, and Jesus closed me on the inside. But this is my body, and we see your body sitting there, you know, looking all pretty, all decked out. Some decked it up and washed it up, perfumed it up, make it smell good. But you are actually a spirit. And I've been to many funerals, and I look at that body. I even looked at my own dad in the casket there, and I tapped his shoulder, you know, and it was just like tapping this item here. Nothing there. That's not him. The real him is gone on to eternity. It's the spirit of man and the soul of man, the character of man. And there's nothing wrong with the character. It's wonderful. I believe that if we were all just the same, that would be kind of blah. But everybody's different and everybody's unique. You know, sometimes people say, well, Jesus was white. No, Jesus is actually not white. He's actually was born out in the east there, Bethlehem. And as far as I know, their color of their skin is pretty dark. And so he's really not white. And so there's all types of skin color, and we should be thankful for the skin color that we do have. God gave you that body that you're to live in, and you got to use it. Amen? And so you are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. And so one of the most important things is to control that soul, that mind of yours. And so that is with dealing with the mind, it's dealing with the soulish part of man. And so your spirits, when you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it became alive. Mine, it came alive back in 1987. Woohoo! I was all excited. I got saved at 20 years of age, and I've accepted Jesus. I said, come into my heart. If there's anything you can do, help me. Man, I'm in desperate need. I need you. There was no laughing involved at that moment. It was a heartfelt cry and a cry unto God, and I was born again. And so my heart was born again. But I found out he didn't give me a brand new mind. You didn't get a brand new mind when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Guess what? You've got to do something with that mind. You've got to continually renew that mind day in and day out. Just like you brush your teeth every day. Well, we should, so they last longer. And we should do that every day. We wash ourselves every day. And you've got to renew your mind every single day. And in your heart, yeah, you love God with all your heart. Everybody's excited when they come to Jesus. They're thrilled. They're worshiping him. They're praising him. And then they go their way, and then all of a sudden they start thinking the way they thought years ago. Maybe they had an old boyfriend or an old girlfriend. Takes you way back there. Well, where did that come from? Well, that came from just your mind. You got to continue to renew that mind. Thinking in line with God's word. It's taking that mind and saying, no, I've got the mind of Christ. There's a scripture that says we've got the mind of Christ. And so we got to renew that mind day in and day out. And these bodies, they're the same bodies we had before we were born again. And so we just control these bodies. Through our spirit man and through our renewed mind, we can make these things worship God. We can make it read the Bible. We can make it praise God. We can make it pray. We could say, thank you, Jesus. I lift up holy hands without doubt and without wrathing. I look to you, Jesus. I thank you. I control this body. And so we have to always do something with our minds. So Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, it says, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing soul and spirit. There's the soul and your spirit and the joints and marrow and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So there's a difference between your soul and there's a difference between your spirit. And so that spirit on the inside of you, you love God, you're getting the word of God in there every time you read the word, every time you hear the word of God, that word is getting on the inside of you. But that mind of yours got to be continually renewed day in and day out. So when a thought comes to you, and again, the thoughts can come by your physical senses, they can come by the enemy, can throw something in your mind, and that can come your way, you have to say, is this thought going to edify? I dare say that everybody that's been to the divorce court has had some thoughts in their mind that were wrong. Amen? That different things that have come through their minds. I believe that everybody who got into a fight, guess what? Thoughts have come to their minds. I believe that every person that's an alcoholic or drinks, I bet those thoughts come to their minds. You can have just one. I remember being in a little town there. I was staying in a motel, and I just was born again. And before I was born again, I dabbled in some alcohol. But I have my kids here, so I don't want to tell them graphic stories. But anyways, I was in this motel, and the thoughts started coming. Here comes the thoughts. You're all by yourself. I was single at the time. You know, here you are. All by yourself. Oh, you pitiful little thing, you. You know, I'm sitting there in the motel, you know. And then he says, well, there's a liquor board store just over there. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to get a big bottle. Just a Mickey. And so he knows how to say Mickey. Whatever, a Mickey is a smaller bottle of alcohol. You just get yourself a Mickey. You don't have to be wild and crazy and get a big 40-ounce there, Ernie. You just get a Mickey. A Mickey will do it. And boy, the pressure was on, eh? And so that's the way he comes. He comes and he hits you, and he hits you once, and he hits you again, and he hits you again. And you know, I believe that God and his power, he wants you to overcome every single time. Brother Hagin told a vision of a woman, he said. He had a vision of a woman. She said, this woman, and he knew who she was a child of mine. She was in the ministry with her husband. And I want to show you how devils and demons can get a hold of people, even if they're born again. The devil can get a hold of you. And so Brother Hagin is watching this. Jesus is narrating the story. She says, this woman was a child of mine. And the devil came by and came to her shoulder and said, you're so pretty. You're beautiful. You know, you could have been a great singer. You could have had fame. You could have had fortune. You could have had this. You could have had that. No, you're married to this preacher. And this is your life. You just, you know, you could have had all that. And she pushed it away. So you resist those thoughts. So she pushed it away. She pushed it away. But guess what? The devil is persistent. He comes and comes and comes. He does not stop. Amen? I have a little water for my body. And so he does not come. So he came again. He said, you're a pretty woman. You're a good singer. You could have had fame and fortune. You could have had it all. And she said, no, and she pushed it away. And he kept coming time and time again until finally one time she said, yes, I am pretty. And yes, I am a good singer. And yes, I could have had fame and fortune. The minute she grabbed a hold of that thought, everybody say thought, immediately a black dot appeared in her head. Again, she was a glass figure. She turned into this glass figure. And so Jesus was narrating, saying, this is how the devil influences people. And Christians even, if they allow him. And so when she grabbed a hold of that thought and said, I am pretty, I am a good singer, and I could have had fame and fortune, immediately a black dot went boop right there. And then the devil comes again and said, you're so pretty, you're so beautiful, you could have had fame, you could have had fortune, and here you're married to this preacher. And immediately she said, that's right. And the dot got bigger and bigger until her whole body was black. Now Jesus says she is obsessed with that kind of thinking. She is obsessed with that kind of thinking. So she left her husband. She went with one guy. She went with another guy. She went with another guy. She went with another guy. And then the vision goes to a hotel room there. And her husband came to the hotel room. And he opened the door. And she was there. She had a big robe on, open right down the front. And she says, as far as Jesus Christ is concerned, and you, to hell with you both. And slammed the door in his face. And Jesus says, she rejected me, and she rejected salvation is what she did. She totally rejected it. And so that's how thoughts come to people. They bombard your head. They put you down. They say, you're little. You're this. You're that. No, you're not. Actually, we're a child of God. Amen? We're children of God, born again, spirit-filled. God is our Father. Jesus is our Lord. I tell you, we're dynamite people, full of the Spirit of God. Satan is a defeated foe, and he knows he's defeated. But if you allow to take his thoughts into your minds, guess what? He will defeat you every time. But if you take faith and hold him in the realm of faith and say, no, you know, I am a child of God. I am born again. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, we're new creatures. I'm a new creature. Amen? And yes, there was some nice things in the days gone by. And yes, there was some beautiful people. And yes, there were all wonderful and different things. But guess what? You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. This is reality, and that's the way it goes. Amen? And I'm going to fight for it right until the last day I have my breath, because I believe that it's so. When I look at the new creation reality, I look at my mother. She's 81 years old now this year, and she got saved, born again at 24 years old, born in a heathen home. That means no God at all. You know, my only grandfather, he said, my mom says he knew one Christian, and that guy was a thief. That was all they knew about Christianity. And so here she came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior through a turn of events. And so with God, all things are possible, and it was changed her whole life. So it's real. It's real. But then also you have to understand that the enemy is real, and he tries to hinder your life. He tries to hinder you by putting those thoughts in your mind. Now, through Christ Jesus, we can overcome and we can have the mind of Christ. Amen? I don't believe that everybody belongs in a mental home, a mental institution, when thoughts come their way. I don't believe it, but I sure know the pressure of it at times when the screws are being turned into your head and you want to retaliate and you want to fight and you want to tell people a piece of your mind, but you say, no, you know what? I got the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. I'm going to think in line with God's word. So there's two areas when it comes with dealing with your mind. You have to, number one, think about what you're thinking about. You always got to think about what you're thinking about. You just can't idly let your mind, whatever comes will be, que sera, sera. No, you grab a hold of those thoughts and you say, hey, what kind of thought is that? This doesn't seem like in line with God's word at all. Not at all. So I reject you in Jesus' precious name. Amen? If it's outside the scriptures, if it's outside the word of God, if it's outside the spirit of God, you just say no in Jesus' name. You see, Satan is defeated. If Jesus didn't give us enough power through the new creation reality, then this is a farce. But he did give us enough power. Amen? And you look throughout the disciples, throughout the scriptures, and in the Bible, the ones that wrote those things, they always say, you do something. You resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. You do something about it. We always want God, do something, do something. No, you do something about it. Amen? When he comes your way, you're in charge. You do something through the power of the Spirit of God. Because you can't do it on your own, but through God's power, you do it. Amen? So that means that we're successful. Amen? The thoughts can come to you. Oh, you're a failure. You did this wrong. You did this wrong. Shut up. Not to be cruel and mean with harsh words, but shut up in the name of Jesus. Amen? We don't want to hear that. We want to hear what God's word says, especially when it comes to health and healing, because the enemy will whisper in your ear, oh, you got this, you got that. You should have seen, I should write down all the lists that comes through my mind of all the sicknesses and disease that I could have. Amen. He get every little thing that comes your way. Sure, I could take that. Sure, I'll take that. Sure, I'll take that. I don't want to take that in Jesus' name. Amen. Just because you got a sore finger, does that mean, oh, yeah, I got my old arthritis coming around here? No, it's a little demon that's trying to make me think that I've got arthritis. Amen? Because I don't have arthritis in Jesus' precious name. Amen? How about you forgot something? Where's your keys? Oh, you're losing your mind. Or you got Alzheimer's. You got this. You got that. No, in Jesus' name, I got the mind of Christ. Amen? Yes, I could misplace a few things, but hallelujah. I still know where a lot of things are. Amen? And so don't take that what the devil says and try and twist it, because he's a liar and he's the father of lies. I've seen too many successful stories with God's overcoming power bringing you right over into it. Amen. Into something good. Hallelujah. I think about that time I just got married when I was 30 years old to Cindy. We moved to Tulsa, and I couldn't work when I was there. And I was in this little apartment, and I was so sad and so gloomy. I was listening to Darlene Check or whatever, some music, trying to encourage myself in the Lord. I was so down, you know. Here I am, you know. Wow, I'm such a failure. I can't even work here, man. And it felt so bad. But in a few moments, I was right. In a short, very time, I would say it was maybe a half a month, some things happened. I was out of that apartment, and I was living in a mansion. It was called Fairview Mansion, and they wanted me just to cut the grass. And I was living in it like a king, amen? And for almost a whole year, it was called Fairview Mansion. An oil baron had this old brick mansion, had a beautiful pool, All I had to do was cut the grass. And so one minute I'm weeping in my little apartment. Next minute I'm swimming in a pool at 12 midnight, having some fun, praising God. Wow, you know. And that was just something that God did at that moment of time, just to bless, to say, hey, don't be so discouraged. Things can change around just like that in a moment of time. Amen? For with God, all things are possible. So stay with him. So think about what you're thinking about. Images, mental pictures. What are you thinking about? What are the suggestions coming to you? And how are you responding to those impressions that are coming to your mind? Things are coming to your mind on a daily basis, consistently, and lots. Amen? That's why it's good to get some good routines in. Where it's building you up spiritually. You know, you've got a devotion time, you've got a time for this, you've got a time for that. You got to have a consistency so you can build your spirit man up. Otherwise, if you just go with the flow, guess what? The flow is going down the toilet. It's going down the drain, and you'll go down the drain with it. But we're going upstream, amen, with the things of God, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And I've got the mind of Christ, and I think in line with the word of God, and I'm blessed, amen? And you're blessed because you are a child of God, and he doesn't make any failures. You know, when Jesus beat the devil, the Bible says he made an open show of him, openly triumphing over him in his death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus whipped the devil. That means he took him, all his authority away, and made an open show of him. Then he told us, I'm giving you that authority. So you go ahead and you can think in line with God's word. You can think in line with what God's word says about you. Amen? And things will turn around for the good. So 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, it says, cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So why would he say cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God? Because you've got to do some casting down. Otherwise, it's going to build a nest in your mind. It's going to build a stronghold in your mind. No, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. When you want to do the will of God, when you want to do the plan of God, when you don't want to do the purpose of God, you're going with what he says. Amen? And so the devil will, you got to cast those imaginations down. I remember when I was going to move to Thunder Bay in 2003, just before I was going to move from Tulsa, a beautiful job came open. My neighbor came over to me, he says, I've got a great job for you. That you don't have to move away. You can do this, and it would be a wonderful job, and this is how much they would pay, and it would be great. And I thought to myself, wow, that is a good job, but no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go with what I believe I want to do. Amen? And so that is with sometimes great things come your way, but you got to cast down things that are contrary. Amen? Same when it comes to marriage or anything. You've got to say, hey, is this guy or this gal in line with God's word? No. Oh. No. You gotta calculate it out. You gotta figure it out. If you're a born-again, spirit-filled believer, amen. God makes a way, amen. And so you gotta calculate that out and say, is this the one? And I believe that we make right choices. Amen. And I made a right choice 20-some years ago. So I believe it's a right choice. Hallelujah. Because God is faithful. And so whatever God has called you to do, you're going to have to hold fast to that, and then you're going to have to cast down other things. No, yeah, there's a lot of good things that aren't sin in life. But what does God want for your life? You got a heart, and it's on the inside of you, and that's where all everything is. And that's how God speaks to you. So think about what you're thinking about. Cast those imaginations down, that everything that's against God. You know, when sickness and disease come, immediately you push that down. You say, no, you know, I'm the healthy of the Lord. You may be sniffling, you may be this, maybe that. No, bless God, himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Thank you, Jesus, that you were whipped. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So you hold fast in that area. So number one is think about what you're thinking about. Number two is know how you're responding to what you're thinking about. Amen? So know how you're going to respond. So when a thought comes your way, how are you going to, are you just going to retaliate or whatever he tells you to do? He'll say, go jump in a lake. Okay, well, let's go jump in a lake. No, you're not going to jump in a lake just because he tells you to jump in a lake. Amen? Hallelujah. We don't have to be pushed around by the devil, by demons or evil spirits, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. James 1:22 says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. So God wants us to be a doer of the word. Now I'm going to read a portion of scripture in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 22. It's a great scripture. So Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 22 down to the end, it says that you put off concerning your former conversation the old man. That's before you came to Christ. That's the way you acted. That's the way you thought. That's the way you were. That was an old man. And the Bible says that you put off concerning your former conversation, your old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So verse 23 says, talks about a spirit of your mind. So you can have such a spirit on the inside of you that when your thinking is missing it, you say, no, in the name of Jesus, this mind, I'm going to think in line with what God's word says. God's word says I'm blessed. God's word says I'm the head and not the tail. God's word says I'm above and not beneath. God's word says I can do all things through Christ. God's word says I have favor. I've got favor with God and man. Just like Jesus had favor with God and he had favor with man. No, how about some people that confess? Everybody hates me. Oh, well, that's a good confession. Now, how can God work with that? Everybody hates me. Nobody likes me. I think I'll just eat worms. No. And so you can't take that thought. I was just listening to a guy the other day, and he says, nobody calls me. Well, let me tell you something. Did I not just call you? Nobody calls me. Did I not just call you? How is it possible that no one calls you when I just picked up the phone and I called you? That doesn't count. I'm not a human being. I'm an alien. Nobody calls me. No. Nobody buys me lunch. Nobody buys you lunch ever in the history of mankind. Not one lunch you've ever got. Not one. Nobody buys me lunch. Never, ever, never. I'm sure everybody got a lunch once in their lifetime from somebody. Right, Ed? I believe that somebody's bought you a lunch. Amen? And so whatever thoughts is coming your way, think about what you're thinking about and go ahead and respond accordingly because that's God's word. Amen? We're blessed. Hallelujah. We're prosperous. Amen. That's God's word. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. You fight the good fight of faith. And that is fighting the good fight of faith. When thoughts come against you, no, you give them some thoughts too to think about. Amen? Hallelujah. Whatever the devil's told you in your mind, guess what? You could pretty well look at the opposite. If he says you're not born again, you're not a Christian, you don't love God, you could be assured that you're born again, you're saved, and you love God. Hallelujah. So it says here, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And then it tells you to do something. So God's word is telling us to do something now. Put on the new man. That means you got to put them on like you put on trousers in the morning. You got to put on that new creation reality every day and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Smith Wigglesworth would get out of bed in the morning, and I'm sure he felt like just all of us. You know, you're tired, you like to sleep a few more hours. But he would get out of bed and he would say, thank you, Lord. And he'd dance before the Lord. Amen. What a nut. But guess what? He was a strong man of God because that's the way God, we do it. We walk by faith and not by sight. And that's the way we operate. So it says here, put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Guess what? You and I are saints. You say, oh, I'm a saint? Yeah, through Christ Jesus, you're a saint. Audrey, you're a saint. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm a saint. Why? On my own good merits? No. But through Christ Jesus, because he lives inside my heart, I'm a saint. Amen. Lifting up holy hands. Oh, no, don't put those hands up. Those hands are filthy. No, they're not. They're washed in the blood of the Lamb. These hands are holy. Hallelujah. Oh, no, they're not. No, they're holy. These are holy hands. Amen. And you got holy hands too. Lifting up holy hands without doubt, without wrath. You can't doubt God's word. When God tells you something, who you are, bless God, that's who you are. We're children of God. I'm part of the family of God. Yeah, I'm not the only child in the family, but bless God, I'm one of them. Amen? I'm one of the born-again people, alive unto God. God's living inside of me. I'm saved. I'm filled with the Spirit. Shema karama sikara daba sikara daba sa. Don't be drunk with wine or excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to God. And so this is what we're doing. We're dealing with our mind. And so according to this scripture, it says here that you put on the new man, which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness. It says here, verse 25, put away lying. So he's talking to the Ephesians church. That means some Christians were lying. They were bald-faced liars. But the Bible's telling us, put away lying. Okay, we're going to do it. Put it away. Amen? We're going to do the word of God. That means if a thought comes to your mind, lie. Guess what? No, I'm not going to lie. You said you were over there. Yeah, I was over there. You weren't over there. You lied. No, I was over there. You know, the Bible says put away lying, so we could put away lying. Put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. Then verse 26, here's a good one for all the boxers and the fighters. Be angry. So we can be angry then. Yay! And sin not. So it doesn't want us to sin. So it doesn't want you to get into a big bloody ball bath. Amen? You be angry. Yes, you're upset. Yes, you're ticked off. But guess what? Don't let it push you to the point where you're sinning. Amen? You got to control it. That Bible says that we have one of the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control is in there somewhere. Amen? And so that's one of the things. So, you're angry, but guess what? No, I'm going to control it. I do not have to use this fist. Oh, yeah, he's a big fighter up here, eh? You see him in the back room. No, guess what? Because you can be angry and don't sin. So it says, put away anger and sin not. Don't let the sun go down into wrath. Now, verse 27. Everybody look at that. Everybody say that. What's that say? So don't give any place to Diablo, which is the devil. So when he comes in your mind and he's hitting you with those thoughts, guess what? If you allow those thoughts to take root in you, you're giving place to the devil. You're absolutely giving him full range in your mind and in your life. You're giving him the place. You know, and you say, oh God, why is this happening to me? Well, you allowed Satan to rule your mind, and you allowed him to push you around, and you yielded to him. No, we yield to the Spirit of God. We yield to the things of God. So it says, don't give any place to the devil. Let him that steal. Now it's talking to the stealers. Don't steal, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good that he may have to give to him that needs. Verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. That means no cussing. You say, but I cussed. Well, guess what? You got to renew your mind and say, you know, if you let a foul word come out of your trap, your mouth, you got to say, Lord, forgive me for that. That was a bad word. That was a cuss word. I'm sorry about that. Forgive me. Amen? So it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And verse 30 is, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption. Verse 31, again, we're talking about dealing with our mind. When thoughts come your way, what are you going to do? Think about what you're thinking about. It says, let all bitterness. Now, what's bitter? Bitter is a nasty taste in your mouth. Don't let any bitterness get in there about anything. Let all bitterness and wrath, that's anger, and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all evil thinking. So you have to let that go. You have to say, no, you know, that's a good thought. That's a bad thought, and I'm not going to hook onto that. Amen? It's a trial. It's a temptation that will come through your mind. Then verse 32. This should be easy for born-again, spirit-filled Christians. Be kind one to another. That's nice. Tender-hearted. That means soft-hearted, not hard-hearted. Forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. So that's when dealing with the mind, we have to know how we're going to respond to that thinking. So James 1:22 says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And so anytime a thought comes to your way, guess what? Here comes another thought. And it doesn't come just like that, you know. You know, a lot of times the thoughts are just there instantaneously. So what's that thought? Is it a good thought? Are you going to have to cast that thought down? What are you going to do about that thought? Are you going to go ahead and do it? I know I've been married for 20 years, and there's been times I proved it out, and I should write it down, that anytime I thought something, and I thought, you know, this, I think I'm holding to a good point, guess what? It would cause trouble. I had it right. I had something that I thought about. You know, I wanted to say this because I thought it, you know, should be said. But guess what? It didn't end good. And so you could get a lesson from your own life and what you've experienced. Amen? So when those thoughts come your way, guess what? Think about what you're thinking about, and then how are you going to respond to those thoughts? And I believe that we can walk and talk in the things of God and be good spirit-filled Christians. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's all stand as we close. Father, we want to thank you for your goodness and for your great grace. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here with us right now and that you are speaking unto hearts, ministering unto lives. Thank you, Father, that you're merciful and that you're good. Oh, we worship you and we thank you. Go ahead, give him some praise. If you're born again, you're spirit-filled, you love God, talk to him. Amen. He's your Father. Thank you, Father, that you're a good Father. Thank you, Jesus, that you're our Lord and our Savior. And thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here with us right now to help us. That when those thoughts come our way, and they come to everybody, here they come. Thoughts. There's some great thoughts. There's thoughts that, hey, I want to bless you with some money. That's a beautiful thought. Oh, man, that's a good thought. But then there's other thoughts, to do devastation, to do destruction, to do hurt, to do harm. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over those thoughts. And we thank you, Father, that we can live in harmony, that we can live in unity. The Bible says they will know that we are Christians by our love. Hallelujah for one another. And so we bless you tonight. We say thank you that you're good. Thank you, Lord, that we will endeavor to think in line with what you say. And thoughts that come our way that are destructive or of a negative nature, we push them aside and we say, no, I'm going to think in line with the way God sees me. I'm going to think in the way of God's, how God sees other people. In Jesus' precious name. Soko brengishta. We worship you and we thank you tonight. We bless you and we say thank you, Lord, that everything's going to be all right. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. Again, so think about what you're thinking about and act accordingly in Jesus' precious name. Pastor Steve.
Amen.
Hey?
Amen. Yeah,
yeah,
you
can.
All right. Well, y'all know what time it is. 7:56. All right, folks.